ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Sometimes people wonder how long the grieving process will last and when they can expect relief. A grieving person must resolve the emotional and life-related changes that accompany the death of a loved one. This can make a bereaved person feel they are making progress in dealing with loss, but it can also cause anxiety and depression. It can take a long time to live with the loss of a loved one, and the grief is different for everyone. It is normal to feel emotionally connected to the deceased for many years, but each person feels differently over time. The pain can become less intense, but learning can cause anxiety and depression as well as depression. Some people may behave differently from others when it comes to how quickly they should recover from the loss of a loved one or even from their feelings of guilt. The pain will subside over time and allow you to continue your life, but you will never stop missing your loved one. You have to understand how different life was for that person and understand that you miss him or her and miss him or her. Mourning can include religious traditions that honor the dead and bring friends and family together to share in the loss, such as funerals, memorial services and funerals. At first glance, this may seem helpful, but one day these feelings will have to be resolved and one cannot grieve forever. Separate yourself from the pain and live the good times when the person was still alive, which can provide a bright spot in a dark time. At least until you are ready, you will not experience it forever, even if you do not have to. Still, happy memories won't solve a person's grief, and you shouldn't try to make them disappear, Shear says. If you want to talk about the lost person and say, your name is better, to minimize the pain you feel, avoid changing the subject. Instead, let yourself cry and talk to your loved ones until you come to a natural halt. It is an important process to understand that there is no right or wrong when it comes to feeling the loss of a loved one. In times of grief and suffering, gently remind yourself that your feelings are within the norm and part of the normal human experience of grief and loss, and not the result of any external violence. There may be times when you come to terms with the loss and wish you were alone, but it is important to set up a support group at a time when they may need it. There is no right or wrong way to grieve, but there are healthy ways to deal with the grieving process. There are people who can and should be reached during the grieving process, such as family members, friends, colleagues, caregivers, and the medical community. This is the emotional suffering you feel when something or someone you love is taken away from you. You may experience feelings of loss, sadness, anger, depression, anxiety, loss of self-esteem, and even physical pain. Do not use alcohol or drugs to numb pain and grief or artificially lift your mood. The pain of grief can disrupt your physical health, making it difficult for you to sleep, eat, exercise, sleep, or even think straight. If you feel unwell for some time or if your grief gets worse, this can be a sign that you are developing grief. As time passes after the loss of a loved one, such as the death of your spouse or the death of a key family member, feelings of sadness, numbness, and anger will gradually become normal and lessen. Once you start accepting your loss and moving forward in life, these and other difficult emotions become less intense. But no matter what the cause of your grief is, there are healthy ways to deal with it that can ease your sadness over time and help you come to terms with your loss, find a new meaning, and ultimately move on with life. It is normal to feel sorry for certain things, especially if the person, animal, relationship, or situation is of importance to you. So don't be ashamed of how you feel or think it's somehow appropriate. Grieving is a highly individual experience, and there is no right or wrong way to grieve, but it can help people to close unfinished business and prepare relatives for the actual loss. When someone is terminally ill, relatives, friends, or even patients can grieve in anticipation of death. This cannot lessen the pain people feel when a person dies, nor can it prepare them for the death of their loved one. When a loved one does die, it can be a shock and bring unexpected feelings of sadness and loss. The process of grieving at this stage begins with the loss of the person's family, friends, and loved ones, and then with their physical and mental health. This is all for today, friends. My name is Hugh and this was episode 1 of Life Series with Doskit. See ya next time.